Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for June 18th, 2023 is based on Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 through chapter 10, verse 23. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon title is, What is Our Mission? Introduction to our gospel reading. The mission of Jesus' followers is to continue the mission of Jesus himself. Here, he instructs his first disciples as to how they might proclaim the gospel through their words and deeds. A reading from Matthew. Jesus went all about the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits, to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment. Take no gold or silver or copper in your belts, no bag for your journey or two tunics or sandals or a staff, for laborers deserve their food. Whatever town or village you enter, find out who in it is worthy and stay there until you leave. As you enter the house, greet it. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet as you leave that house or town. Truly I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. See, I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of them, for they will hand you over to councils and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings because of me, as a testimony to them and the Gentiles. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you at that time. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all because of my name. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I tell you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ, who calls us, equips us, and sends us out. Amen. Now, in some of the online pastor forums that I am part of and look at throughout the week, there was a debate raging on whether or not the word mission or missional had been so ubiquitous, so overused in the church setting, that it's now become cliche and doesn't hold much meaning anymore for Christians. By definition, a mission is an important assignment that is to be carried out. So based on what you know about Christianity, or maybe what you've read in the Bible, what do you think the church's mission is? Feel free to shout out an answer. What's our mission as the church? Love, I hear. What is it? Spread the word of God. Take care of the less fortunate. Accept everyone. A-C-C-E-P-T, right? Accept, not E-X-P-E-C-T. Yeah, the spelling's important on that one. Serve the community. Yeah, a lot of good answers. Seems like there's a lot of things that we might be sent out to do. A lot of things that might be our mission. I read in a couple places this week, because I didn't have time to go through and count every single time throughout the entire New Testament, but I read that there are 49 commands or missions that Jesus gives to his followers. That's a lot to handle. There are some of the ones that we're more familiar with, like when someone asked Jesus, what is the greatest commandment? He says, essentially, love God and love your neighbor. And a couple weeks ago, we talked about the Great Commission, or as I like to pronounce it, the Great Co-Mission, missioning together. Jesus says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And in today's reading from Matthew, we see another one of these missions. And Jesus calls his disciples into this mission with him. Jesus first acknowledges that many workers are needed to bring the good news to God's people. Jesus is asking for some help in his work. He then calls each of his disciples by name. He lets them know that each and every one of them, as followers of Jesus, are important in this work. And they're called to do this work. And let's be honest, he calls a pretty motley crew of individuals. He calls people who will deny him, like Peter. He calls people who were agents of the empire that he was working against, tax collectors like Matthew. And he calls people who will eventually betray him, like Judas. Even those who some might think were unworthy or unqualified are affirmed by Jesus as having an important part to play in God's work in the world. Jesus then prepares and equips and guides the disciples in the work that they'll be doing. He gives them the power to meet the needs of those who are suffering in the world, where there is great need. Scripture tells us where people are helpless and being harassed, the disciples are to go there and show them God's love. They are to meet these people in their pain, in their greatest need, in sickness, in death, in grief, in banishment, in disconnection, in loneliness, in being overwhelmed, in hopelessness. Things that we might all experience from time to time in our lives. The disciples are called to go to people in those moments and accompany them back into wholeness through the love and power of God. When I think about this mission and the parts that make up this mission that Jesus is calling them toward, I think of a Venn diagram. Do we have the Venn diagram? There it is. I'm taking you back to school. Venn diagram, the interconnected circles of something. And when we are at our best and we see and focus on these three things, we find ourselves in the middle of that Venn diagram, in the exact center, when we're laser focused. We find ourselves there, in the heart of mission. And the things, I think, from this reading that stood out to me as part of this call to mission are three things. One, God's work in the world. What is God working to do in the world? Jesus has been doing this work and then invites them into it. What are the gifts and abilities that we are given? Jesus equips these disciples and sends them off to do this work. And then what are the basic needs of humanity? Where are we called to fulfill those basic needs? Now see, we reside in all three of these all of the time, but sometimes our focus in those different areas are a little all over the place. And they're not necessarily meeting up together in the middle. Sometimes we may find ourselves really focused on our own gifts and abilities and how we might use those to help ourselves. Sometimes we might be the one who is in need of our critical basic needs. Sometimes we might be using our gifts and abilities to do God's work in the world, to assist with that, but we're focusing that kind of internally for ourselves and how we can benefit from that, rather than how we are called to share that good news with others. There's a lot of different combinations and ways things work there, but when we work towards finding that middle of the diagram where all three of these things come together in harmony, we are living out the mission that Jesus calls us to. And the good news is, no matter where we currently are in this diagram, God is always working with us and working towards love and wholeness. And when I was putting this diagram together from what I got out of the reading, it also reminded me of our church's mission statement. I think it really connects well with this reading from today. I'm going to put people on the spot. I'm not going to call on you individually. But does anyone know our church's mission statement? You pass by it every day on your way into worship. Yeah, Steve. There we go. As a group, we got there. Good job. Yeah. Reaching out to others, living in faith, celebrating Christ's love. If you take the first letter of each of those, RLC. Reaching out to others, living in faith, celebrating Christ's love. When we celebrate Christ's love, we celebrate the ways that we see God's work happening in the world. And we want to share it because it excites us so much. Living in faith. We nurture and share our faith, our gifts and abilities and talents. We share them with one another. We nurture one another's gifts. And we support one another in that walk of faith. And then reaching out to others. We meet all people where they are to help them meet their basic needs and to show them God's unconditional love. I think it's important that we talk about our mission statement every once in a while. This church's mission statement is all of our mission statement. It helps us to focus on who we are and why we do what we do in this church. We can look at the things that we use our gifts of offering, like our monetary gifts and our gifts of time. We can look at those things we use those for in the church and ask ourselves, does this celebrate Christ's love? Does this help us live in faith? Does this help us reach out to others? And when we can say yes, then we know we are at the heart of our called mission. The good news is that we don't do this missional work alone. Nor does our salvation depend on how effectively we live out the mission. God's always at work with us in our work to help bring about God's kingdom now. You heard Jesus say, the kingdom of heaven has come close. When we do this work, we see a glimpse of heaven now. It has always been God's work. It will always be God's work. But we are uniquely invited into the process now as the church, as Christ's hands and feet in the world today. Even when we aren't perfect or we lose sight of what we are called to do, the restorative and life-giving work of God continues on. And we're freed to do this work because our salvation has already been offered to us by God. We don't have to earn our way into heaven by how many hungry people we feed, how many naked people we clothe, how many people we visit when they are sick or in prison. But while our salvation is not dependent on us living out that missional work, the well-being of our neighbor is dependent on that missional work. Is our way of giving thanks to God for our salvation freely given to us through faith? We work towards God's mission here on earth today, meeting the emotional and mental and physical and spiritual needs of all of God's people, showing them the unconditional, unfailing, all-encompassing love of God. So today we say, we love you, God. Thanks for loving us. Send us now to share that love with everyone we meet. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.